Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome back to the Young and Rooted podcast, a podcast for young professionals in agriculture by a young professional in agriculture. Today, we visited with Nathan Morris and Morgan Humphreys. We talked about NRCS, CRP, and all things about government jobs. We also talked about the college experience, growing up in agriculture, and just how important work experience is in getting a full-time job. So without further ado, let's get growing.
Okay. So if you're wondering why Morgan has the same last name as me, that is because we are actually cousins. So her background in agriculture is actually going to be pretty much the exact same background that I have. So I'm going to ask them that a little bit later, kind of how they got into agriculture. But first, can y'all explain what your job is?
So for me, on a day-to-day basis, I deal with CRP, which is the Conservation Reserve Program. So I kind of handle any producers that come in that want to sign up for CRP or maybe make changes to contracts they already have, and kind of deal with the eligibility that it requires to get a contract for CRP. But that's my main program. Other than that, I kind of just deal with whatever farmers come in and any questions they may have throughout the day.
All right, I'm going to keep going with you, Morgan. Nathan, I'll come right back to you. But how did you get into that? Was that something that you were interested in before? How did this job come up for you?
I actually found out about this job through Murray State, and it was an email I got sent. But I was working for a farm analysis business, so I was kind of already dealing with a lot of the local farmers in the area. And when this job came up, it wasn't something I had ever really considered before, and conservation wasn't ever something I had really thought that much about. But when I got hired at FSA, CRP was just kind of given to me as my program, and I kind of just took a liking to it as I learned more about it, and it turned out to be a pretty interesting program the more and more I find out about all that's within it.
Yeah, I definitely recommend to a lot of people just finding those resources, because you truly never know where you're going to end up. If you would have told me 5-6 years ago that I was going to be in ag communications and working at a radio station and talking to people for a living, I would have thought you were crazy. So we're going to switch on over to Nathan. You want to kind of talk about what your job is?
So on a day-to-day basis, it kind of varies with me. We have several different programs, from the Environmental Quality Incentives Program to Conservation Stewardship Program and plenty of others that we handle with. It just kind of switches back and forth from day to day. We don't really have a set schedule, and we help a lot with FSA as far as being technical service providers with CRP and ECP and some other programs. We go out and do the field work for them so that they can stay inside.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with you, just kind of like I did Morgan. Did you know that you wanted to do this job? You know, did you go into college thinking this is the end goal?
I actually did not know anything about this job. I didn't even know the NRCS existed until my dad said that a friend of his had found out about an internship opening in Hopkinsville that I could have applied for.
Nice. Why is conservation so important, and how can new farmers kind of find that information through y'all?
So I think conservation is so important because, you know, the natural resources we have, they don't stick around very long if we don't take care of them, and if we don't take care of them and we lose them, we can't get them back. They're very easily polluted and destroyed, and you know, it's just something that we have to make sure we take care of.
Conservation is definitely more important than people think. Have you seen a trend of older farmers kind of coming into it and realizing that they need it more than they thought?
Definitely. And I mean, from the little bit of, I haven't been there very long, but from the little bit of time that I have been there, we do have a very good mix of younger and older farmers. You know, some of the older farmers are a little bit more hesitant to begin with when we're recommending stuff to do on their farm. But after we kind of talk about the positive effects and how they can kind of outweigh the negative effects they have going on, they are a lot more on board with it and more willing to kind of work with us.
Yeah. All right. So this is to either of you, so whoever wants to answer it, or you can both say something. What would you say to somebody who is either in high school or college that is looking to go into a government job?
I think one of the most important things to note about government jobs is what you hear almost everybody say, and number one is going to be benefits. They're very steady jobs. You know they're going to be there. It was kind of like I mentioned, it wasn't something I had ever really considered. And when I stumbled upon it, you know, the benefits far outweigh any kind of negatives that, you know, come with any kind of a job. But overall, it's a very, very worthy investment of something to put your time into as a career.
Yeah, I agree with that a lot. I mean, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are looking for really, really steep, high paychecks, and you're not, I'll be honest, you're not going to always get that with a government job. But like Morgan said, you're going to have good benefits in the long run, and it's going to very positively impact your life in the long run.
Yeah, so I think that was some really good information about the government jobs and kind of what y'all work. I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk more about being in college, because y'all both just, well, Nathan recently graduated and me and Morgan are actually graduating in May. So with that, I'm going to go to Morgan, who she's an online student, actually. So you want to talk about kind of why you picked online and just some pros and cons that you've noticed throughout that?
I think one of the main reasons I stuck with online is because I was homeschooled throughout so much of, you know, normal school from 5th to 12th grade, I was at home. So it just kind of felt natural to want to stay at home and to finish out college there. But it also allowed me a really good opportunity to be able to work and get work experience. And I think something a lot of college kids often struggle with is they come out of college with no work experience mm-hmm. because they had no time to get it. When you're going full-time in person, you know, you have classes on such random schedules, and it makes working a full-time job nearly impossible. And being fully online, that has allowed me to have full-time jobs and part-time jobs both, and just feel like I've really been able to kind of maximize on my time during college and not only get experience through school, but also get actual work experience, which I do believe a lot of that's what employers are looking for in the long run. And if you're able to get some of that, I don't even think it requires a lot, but just have something on your resume that shows you have worked in the area you want to end up in goes a crazy long way.
Yeah, for sure. I talked on another episode with Casey Bullen at Career Coach, just how important these internships are in reaching out. Specifically in my area at communications, I have been told by countless professionals how good experiences is versus a college degree. A college degree is important, but in my area, and I'm not too sure about y'all's area, but a lot of them, they are looking for experience. And that is hard whenever you're in college because your schedule is insane. I mean, I have classes in the middle of the day. I used to have morning classes, and you never really know what you're going to do, but you were working, you were part-time at Extension, right?
Yes, at Farm Analysis.
Yeah, Farm Analysis. So I keep calling it Extension. I know it
was same building.
In the same okay. building. Yeah, I know, but I saw you working there, and while it was part-time, you were full-time in January,
yeah,
pretty
I was.
Much. And now you've gone on to this full-time position because it was a great opportunity and it was open, but you were still in school. So how has that kind of affected your life?
When this job did come open and I first saw that it was an option for me to apply for it, the first thought that ran through my head was, are you going to be able to handle this being full-time and full-time, you know, with school? I made it pretty well part-time. You know, there were some weeks I only worked 2 days, so getting my school done was not ever a problem. But I knew when I went full-time, it could definitely become a lot more difficult. And it has in a lot of ways. You definitely learn to prioritize your time a little bit better. But I knew that when I took this job, I was only looking at one more year of school. And if I could get through that it would be worth it, and mm-hmm. I would be okay. But it was definitely daunting trying to decide if I wanted to take on a full-time job or just wait till I graduated. Because I was happy where I was, but this was kind of one of those opportunities I felt it was probably a little too good to pass up, or at mm-hmm. least not to try.
Yeah.
So, but it was a tough balance, and sometimes still is, but I've learned that it is doable.
Yeah, to our listeners, me and Morgan are actually in two classes together.
It's great.
We've been in classes before in the past, but it's pretty cool to be able to get a little help whenever you need it. We were actually in a class last semester that was hops, and if you don't know what hops is, it is what they use to brew beer, and that was probably one of the most entertaining classes that I've taken, even though it was online. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to Nathan, because I know I told you I wasn't going to make you talk too much, but you're doing really good. So you were in person, and I am new to being a friend to Nathan. So kind of, I don't know much about your college experience. You know, did you work a job, part-time, full-time? What did your college experience look like?
Yeah, I worked a job all throughout college. The first couple years I worked part-time at Southern States in Hopkinsville on the weekends. And then when I was on breaks, I would switch over to full-time hours. But once I started with NRCS, you know, on breaks, it was a little bit harder to switch schedules back to full-time. So I still work part-time, but no, I mean, yeah, I work part-time all throughout college. And I do fully believe that, you know, working a full-time job when I would have been taking in-person classes would have been absolutely nearly impossible to do.
Yeah. Probably should ask both y'all this way on earlier. What's your majors, or what was Nathan's major? What is Morgan's major?
Mine right now is agri-science technology. And I kind of, my emphasis is a little confusing even to me, but as a fully online student, I think it is just agriculture technology is my emphasis on that. From what I've learned from it, I didn't even know it was a major before I got into Murray, because I came in planning on being ag ed, and kind of changed courses as I had, you know, taken a couple of those classes and decided that may not be as much for me as I had originally thought. But this has been a very good broad major, as you're be able to tell based on what Nathan's going to tell you his was.
Yeah, mine was the same thing. I was an ag science and technology major.
That's what I thought you were.
With an emphasis in emerging technologies.
Okay, yeah. So if you won't go to Murray State and you were in the ag program, you may notice that some of our majors are called something different. I am ag communications, technically, but guess what my major is called? Agri-science technology with a communications emphasis. So I truly think that they weren't sure of what to call some of these classes, and they just lumped us all together. But it works. It's a good rounded one. I almost went to general agriculture, but I ended up not doing that, and I am loving what I'm doing. So back on the college track, what are some tips that you would give students that are about to graduate in your fields, or just if you have any advice for life?
I would say, as far as college goes, if you have not already got or had some kind of a part-time job, looking at graduation now, being a couple or a few months away from it, I would say start looking for a job, start planning where you're going to go. Like I said, it's crazy hard to manage both of that, you know, career and college at the same time. Mm-hmm. But knowing that as soon as you graduate, you are on to, you know, kind of need to know where you're going to go. And mm-hmm. that's not always an easy decision, even once you've graduated. You can have a major in a broad area and have to narrow it down to a certain spot that you feel most, you know, passionate about. But I would say, start looking for that experience you can gain as soon as you can. Sometimes experience comes from part-time jobs. It's not always easy to get hired on as a full-time employee right out of college because, like you said, people are looking for experience and you may not have had time to get that yet. But any kind of experience for just even the smallest amount of time that you can show an employer that you are interested in this area. I had worked several jobs before I ended up at Farm Analysis that were not ag related, and I knew that eventually I was going to have to get some type of ag experience under my belt before anywhere that I was going to be working full time would take me on. So I definitely think just start considering building experience on a resume is the number one thing I would say.
Yeah, I really don't have much to add to that. Experience is important. Everybody needs it. And like Morgan said, it's very hard to get hired on with a full-time job without any experience. So, I mean, even any kind of experience, as simple as just going and working on a local farmer's farm, helping him with stuff, that's good experience in the ag industry. Just any kind of little bit of experience you can get helps.
Yeah, I will also say when I applied for FSA, I had not graduated yet. And, you know, one of their kind of qualifications that they put up there is most jobs want a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that. I could tell them I was going to, but it was my experience at Farm Analysis for a year and a half that got me hired and had them even interested in me, because if I hadn't had that on my resume, I don't know that they would have even considered thinking about it. But
yeah, so I think we're going to round out this episode with just, why did you want to be in agriculture?
I think the main reason I wanted to be involved in it is because I think when you grow up around it, you have such a deep respect for it and understand the importance of it. I wish that was something everybody could understand, but it's hard for people that don't grow up around it to understand what really all goes into it. When you see it every day and see what goes into it, when you see these farmers that walk through the door at work and have been giving it their all day and are still struggling sometimes, I think I always had a goal of these farmers do a lot for us in our local community. I want to be able to give back to them.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in right here real quick. But me and Morgan, our background kind of in ag is on both of our dad's sides. And we have a family farm. Morgan actually lives on the farm. I live about 20 minutes down the road. But we were still here pretty much every single day. We had our horses. You know, we have cattle. What? We've had goats.
Oh, we've had it all.
Rabbits.
chickens.
Chickens, yeah. I can't forget them. But we definitely had probably your standard ag livestock background. But yeah. Nathan, why did you want to be an ag?
I mean, kind of like Morgan said, when you grow up around it, it just kind of roots itself deep in you. I grew up on a farm, row crop, beef cattle. Watched my uncle and my grandfather farm. And like Morgan said, I saw some of the struggles that they went through on a day-to-day basis. And from that point on, I knew that I wanted to find a job somehow, somewhere that would, you know, help them and try to make that life a little bit easier for them.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all so much for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.